WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, loves. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of glow-up magic. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this beautiful chaos called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more sass. Today's episode is all about something near and dear to my heart. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and picture me sipping lavender lattes in a bathrobe, although, let's be real, that sounds pretty amazing. I want to tell you this self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely welcome. It's about consciously taking care of your mind, body, and soul every single day. And trust me, in the whirlwind we call modern life, it's more crucial than ever. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is a mile long and your energy tank is practically empty. Yeah, that's where self-care steps in, my friends. Okay, so let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you sprinkle some serious self-love into your daily routine. First things first. Define what self-care means to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. For me, it's a good walk in the park, writing down my thoughts and dancing like nobody's watching, which, let's be honest, is usually the case. Figure out what recharges your batteries and makes you feel truly good. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in something you love? That's self-care gold right there. Next up, make it a non-negotiable part of your day. Just like brushing your teeth or showering, schedule time for self-care even if it's just 10 minutes. Put it in your calendar, set a reminder on your phone, whatever works. Think of it as an appointment with yourself and treat it with the same importance you would any other commitment. Now, let's talk boundaries. Saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself and protect your time and space. Number 4. Nourish your body with good vibes. This means eating healthy foods, staying hydrated, getting enough sleep a must, and moving your body in ways that feel good. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or even just a good old-fashioned walk around the block. Lastly, never underestimate the power of mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply breathe and be present in the moment. Notice the little things that bring you joy, and let go of any stress or negativity weighing you down. Meditation, journaling, or even just sitting in silence can work wonders for your mental clarity and overall well-being. Speaking of real-life magic, I want to share a quick story with you. Remember that time last week when you were swamped with work, errands, and social commitments? You felt like you were juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Yeah, me too. But instead of letting myself get completely overwhelmed, I took a step back and reminded myself to prioritize self-care. So, even though my schedule was packed, I carved out 50 minutes for a mindful walk in the park. And guess what? It made all the difference. My stress levels went down, my creativity flowed, and I actually felt more energized and focused. See what I mean about that self-care magic? Alright, loves, let's recap those golden nuggets of wisdom. Define your own self-care. What truly recharges you? Make it a priority. Schedule time for yourself, just like any other important appointment. Set boundaries. Saying no is an act of self-love, not selfishness. Nourish your body and mind. Eat healthy, get enough sleep, move your body, and practice mindfulness. Remember that little moments count. Even a few minutes of intentional self-care can make a world of difference. Now go out there and glow up. Remember to share this episode with your friends and family who need a dose of self-love inspiration. And don't forget to leave us a review on whichever platform you're listening on. It seriously helps us spread the love and keep this podcast going strong. I can't wait to be back tomorrow with another dose of daily magic. Until then, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.